The Boulder Valley School District released data on in and out of school suspensions. An analysis of that data by Boulder Reporting Lab shows that Latino students are suspended at triple the rate of their white counterparts. Disciplinary actions like suspensions can have a lasting impact on academic achievement and engagement in higher education. KGNU's Rosana Longo-Better spoke with John Herrick about his latest investigation for the Boulder Reporting Lab.
You have been examining data of disciplinary actions at Boulder Valley School District for a collaborative project with other media outlets. What have been some of the standout points you have come across in looking at the data?
Yeah, so I would say kind of statewide, these disparities are quite common. You see it in pretty much every school district across the state, and it's been that way for well over a decade. Many schools have reduced their overall suspension rate, so fewer overall kids are being suspended. And that's true also in the Boulder Valley School District. Boulder Valley School District actually has a relatively low suspension rate. But when you look at the disparity in terms of the number of Latino kids they suspend versus the number of white students who are suspended, it's among the greatest in the state. And it's been that way for several years now. The pandemic, sort of a missing piece of the data, and you can't really interpret too much from years when kids were at home. But the most recent year that we have available for the 2021-22 school year indicates that the disparity is still there.
What did you find exactly, if you can give us some numbers?
Overall, Latino students who are attending schools in BVSD are roughly three times more likely to be suspended than white students across all the schools. Boulder Valley School District recently, back in August, released data on suspensions sort of within each of their schools. And that's kind of an unusual move. It's one that I think they're doing as a effort to, you know, be more transparent about this issue and, you know, try to address it systematically. And when you look at that data, you can start to see which schools have the highest disparities, which schools have the highest overall suspension rates. The one that stood out most for me was Boulder High. When you look at Boulder High, their suspension rate is, you know, roughly on average with all the schools. But when you look at the disparity between Latino students and white students, it's among the greatest. I think Latino students are more than six times more likely to be suspended than white students. And generally speaking, this isn't part of their dashboard, but when you look at the reasons why students are suspended and across BVSD, it's really for similar reasons. You know, you're not seeing Latino students necessarily behave all that differently than white students. Generally speaking, they're being suspended for similar reasons, usually issues like threatening violence or, you know, fighting or having drugs or marijuana in their possession, things like that.
What has Boulder Valley School District say about the trends in the data?
Well, maybe broadly speaking, they acknowledge the problem. They're very open about that. They don't want this disparity. I don't think anyone would say it's a good thing. When they look at the school by school data, they do have some caution in terms of how we interpret that. I think when you look at certain schools, they have higher suspension rates, and they want to just be mindful of the fact that there's a lot of context around each of these individual schools with very different student populations and very different histories. And so they do have some concerns about comparing, say, Boulder High to Fairview, for example, and looking at disparities in suspension rates among those schools. They also have some concerns about tracking this data over time. The data that they released back in August has suspension numbers dating back to the 2017-2018 school year, but they don't really think that there should be as much credence given to those figures, given that in recent years they've really tried to make it known how to report this data and try to get schools to report it accurately and consistently. They've also just created a discipline matrix that's designed to sort of streamline how students are punished across each of their schools. So they're really looking at this most recent school year, the 2021-2022 school years, as a baseline year. And they're kind of hoping that they can start to now track which schools are making progress and how they're making progress, and kind of using the most recent data as kind of the benchmark, so to speak.
Have school administrators or school board members indicated how this data may inform future ways of disciplining students or providing more support for them?
I would say, having just spoken to district officials, I haven't actually spoken to principals about this data. The district is, for the most part, handling media requests. I have requested to speak with principals as well, and have not. And I think generally my sense is that they are probably digesting some of this data. I wouldn't say it's all that new or surprising. You know, we've seen numbers like this for years. I think in terms of what they do about it, we're going to see some new plans come out in October designed to sort of address disparities across a number of academic areas as well, graduation rates, participation in certain classes and such. And so I think, you know, we might see some of that discussed among each of the schools, you know, really in the coming months.
Is there something that you would like people to know about this issue you discover as you were digging into the data?
This is an issue that's been going on for probably way too long. And I think it's worth mentioning that when a student is suspended, they're taken out of the school for a certain number of days. And, you know, that can really have an effect on their academic achievement. It can, you know, lead to issues with their graduation and getting into advanced placement classes, for example. So, you know, we hear a lot about these statistics and these numbers, and they can be somewhat dehumanizing at times, and we're kind of maybe a little desensitized to it. But I think it's important to keep in mind that if these students in certain situations are being punished unfairly, it can have really serious consequences for their education and ultimately their livelihoods as they graduate or not. And I think that's important to keep in mind, that there are really very real impacts to these forms of punishment, especially if they're not always necessary.
I have been speaking with John Herrick, investigative reporter for Boulder Reporting Lab, about this analysis of Boulder Valley School District data on student discipline and suspension disparities for Latino students, especially, or students of color. You can find this report online at boulderreportinglab.org. For KGNU, I am Rosanna Longobetter.